Our two guests for this segment are gentlemen from the Flying Musicians Association. Let me introduce Bob Slowey and Jeff Allen.
Hi, nice to be here. Thanks.
Gentlemen, can you say a few words about the Flying Musicians Association just for our audience?
Sure. The Flying Musicians Association is just what it says. We fly and we play music. Now, it's not limited to just flying musicians. If you're a musician and you want to learn how to fly, join. You'll get support. And if you're a pilot and you want to learn how to play an instrument, join. How about if you don't fly or you don't play an instrument?
That's me.
Join, because you'll get a lot of support. It's a terrific organization run by John Zapp, and he pours his heart and soul into it, and it's fantastic. They have a scholarship program, which is supported by SkyTech. We want to thank them. They pay for the annual scholarship, and it's a program where people are nominated by their music teacher, and you get nominated, and there's an application process you go through, and it's weeded down by the people at FMA, and then a scholarship is awarded, and that pays for your flight training through solo. So it's a terrific, terrific
scholarship.
That's
an amazing, amazing benefit for an individual.
It's wonderful. And our latest winner is from Tullahoma, Tennessee. Her name is Sarah Kaufelt. And I think she's a her band music teacher is the one who recommended her. And she's doing terrific. She's very happy about the award. And again, thank you for SkyTech. We played at the SkyTech event on Sunday night, and they had an event called Starteritaville that was wonderful. And we and eight other flying musicians took turns and played, and it was fantastic.
Is this your first time at EAA?
No, I came in my buddy's air cam about 3 years ago.
Ah, great.
And got to play for the South African group over in the Camp Schaller.
The delegation, we'll call it.
The delegation, yeah. There's 110 this year. So we played there last night for those guys. Also a great, great time. And then this is the first time I've flown in. I built my own air cam, and it actually clicked over 100 hours on the way here. So it was a wonderful experience.
That's great. We understand you have a song for us.
We do.
So without further ado, we'd like you to share your music with us, please.
All right. Thanks.
Well, Elma Turl is a beautiful girl. I'd love to have her for my wife. Well, she's the kind of woman who could make me happy for the rest of my life. But my daddy said, son, there's something you don't know, and it's something that I think you oughter. You see, Elma Turl is a beautiful girl, but son, she's my daughter. Well, Alice Green is a beautiful thing. I'd love to have her for my wife. She's the kind of woman who could make me happy for the rest of my life. But my daddy said, son, there's something you don't know, and it's something that I think you oughter. You see, Alice Green is a beautiful thing, but son, she's my daughter.
There's a theme here, isn't there?
Well, I've been all around the whole damn county like a buck hunting for a doe. And it seems every girl I'd like to marry is a wild old daddy, so I went to my mama with my head hung down, and she asked me what the matter could be. Well, I told her my problem, and she took my hand and said, son, now listen to me. You see, your daddy was such a good-looking young man, and like an eager young stallion horse. Well, his blood ran hot, so you can't blame him for letting Mother Nature take her course. But you got no reason to be upset. Don't you worry, don't you fret, don't you bother. You see, your daddy ain't your daddy, though he thinks he is, and you can marry whoever you want her.
Oh, we're going to get in trouble, aren't we?
Excellent, folks.
Well, no one ever said that we're teaching Sunday school at EAA Radio. Oh, I'm just saying. Well, so you were listening to Jeff Allum, who's singing it on guitar, and then Bob Slowey, who's with him. So thanks, folks, for sharing some of your music with us. Now, you talked about, Jeff talked about the fact that you flew someone else's air cam. That must have been a kind of an inspirational experience, because then you turn around and acquired one yourself. Was that right?
It was. Actually, it goes back further than that. So I bought a Max Air Drifter from Lockwood, from Phil Lockwood, back in the 80s, I guess late 80s. And I loved that airplane, and then he demoed the twin-engine air cam, which is now hanging in the museum here.
That one, wow.
That one. So I got to fly that one, and it was a wonderful experience, and I had to have one. So yeah. I bought one in 1996, and then I moved 6 times in 11 years. So I called it the ground cam. It had 2,500 miles on it before I built it.
In boxes. It was quite the show.
So I hooked up with Claudius Klimt, who's my buddy in the white air cam, and he helped me out and put together a team. In fact, real quick, I got to give AOPA a plug, too, because they AOPA magazine, I have a little article written in there that... in the musing section that talks about my construction experience with the air cam.
It's actually the current episode, right?
It's the current issue.
Oh, that's great.
We've heard from one of your buddies yesterday on this similar segment that the aptitudes that pilots have are often the same aptitudes for musicians. You agree?
It's very true. Very, very true. Especially players. Not, I guess, singers as well, but I'm both, so... Yeah, if you want to learn how to play guitar, there's so many mental processes you go through. It's the same thing with learning how to fly a plane and flying it well, especially if you're cross-country in a very slow airplane. There's a lot of important decisions to be made constantly all the way across.
And I really think there's a huge connection between music and math, and that it just goes together.
Yeah,
and flying and math, same thing. Yeah.
So the air cam, it's here on the field, is it?
It is. It's over in... Homebuilt Camping, we're in row 323. Come on by and say hello. You can't miss it. It's painted like a circus.
We have the biggest tent, too. So we have the littlest plane and the biggest tent.
Oh, cool. So are you guys playing this week, like, for fun? Are you doing any, like, pop-up jams anywhere?
Yeah, we played on the campground for
Sleepy Hollow
Camp.
For SkyTech,
and then we played with the South African delegation last night just for fun. We got invited over and... did a nice cookout, cooked our own steaks. And
well, I guess I'm wondering whether these things are like planned and scheduled, or do you use social media to say, hey, 2 hours ago we decided we're going to do a little jam here, bring your tissue paper and comb or whatever.
We do a little of both. So we're playing for Honda Jet on Wednesday night for their media event right before the air show.
Okay, that's a private event, though, so not
it
necessarily
is.
You know, people should show up.
That's right, that's not the private plan. Event, but that's what really brought us here. That was the planning that went in, and SkyCheck Ramona Cox put us together with that, and we thank her very much for that. And then we've booked a couple other things, the Lockwood event, the Air Cam Pilots, we're going to play for them, and then at the campsite, we're playing every opportunity we can get, so walk on by and bring an instrument if you have it, and we'll jam.
That's great.
Or it could be fun just to come and listen, huh?
It could be. Yeah. Thursday night's the big jam in the alternate area for the flying musicians.
That sounds
great. And that's open to the public.
We have time for another song, if you would help us out.
This is an original. I wrote this a long time ago.
Back when 60 sounded like an old age, you remember?
I know an old man. He just turned 60. Yeah, see, that's the point right there.
Yeah.
60, back when I wrote it, sounded old. His birthday was quite a surprise. After whitewater rafting, he rented an airplane and parachuted out of the sky. After 35 years of working for someone who never even learned his first name, old Harry McGarvey would start his life over, and now he is known to proclaim, quit what you do and do what you wanna do. Get off life's highway, get on an avenue. Before you discover your best years are through, quit what you do and do what you wanna do.
At 5 years old, a policeman or fireman is what Harry wanted to be. And at 17, a movie star, 'cause girls like chivalry. At 25 he started a job that was stealing the better part of his life. He'd daydream about planning 2 week vacations and spending more time with his wife. He tells you to quit what you're doing, do what you wanna do. Get off life's highway, get on an avenue. Before you discover your best years are through, quit what you do and do what you wanna do.
Now it was late Monday evening. I caught myself dreaming of the day I turned 65. Still resolving to do all the things I wanna do before the Grim Reaper arrives. Well, it was then that I realized, as each day goes by, I'm trying on Harry's shoes. I don't want to be a retiree. I never liked singing the blues. So I quit what I was doing, did what I wanted to. Got off life's highway, got on this avenue. Before I discovered my best years were through, I quit what I was doing, did what I wanted to. I quit what I was doing, did what I wanted to.
Wow, what a great message. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
From
thank
the Flying you. Musician Associations, we have just been honored to have you with us. We've been visiting with Bob Slowey and Jeff Allen. You're very talented.
Thank
and
you.
I'm camping just in that area where you fellows were last night. I'm gonna look you up again.
Oh, great. Stop by.
There's a big guitar on the tail of his plane, so you can't
I'll have
it.
A look. This is Paul Prediker and Mike Morgan for EA Radio, and this is Squawk 1200.